Last Friday, one of the strongest storms in recorded history struck the Philippines. According to the United Nations, more than 11 million people are believed to have been affected by Typhoon Haiyan. Over 670,000 people have been displaced by the storm. Entire towns are devastated. Many people are without water, shelter, or any way to contact their families, both at home and abroad. Yeb Sanyo is head of the Philippines delegation to the UN climate talks in Poland. Here's part of a very emotional speech Sanyo gave on the floor of the UN yesterday.
The initial assessment showed that Haiyan left a wake of massive destruction that is unprecedented, unthinkable, and horrific. And the devastation is staggering. I struggle to find words even for the images that we see on the news coverage. And I struggle to find words to describe how I feel about the losses. Up to this hour, I agonize, waiting for word to the fate of my very own relatives. What gives me renewed strength and great relief is that my own brother has communicated to us and he had survived the onslaught. I speak for my delegation, but I speak for the countless people who will no longer be able to speak for themselves after perishing from the storm. I speak also for those who have been orphaned by the storm. I speak for those who have the people now racing against time to save survivors and alleviate the suffering of the people affected. We can take drastic action now to ensure that we prevent a future where super typhoons become a way of life.
That's Yeb Sanyo, head of the Filipino delegation to the UN climate talks in Poland. Sanyo told reporters he knows we can't tie any single weather event to climate change, but right now he will fast until the UN takes what he calls meaningful action. Yeb Sanyo is not the only Filipino far from home waiting to hear about friends and family in the aftermath of Haiyan. Seattle is home to nearly 16,000 Filipinos. Many of them have been trying to reach their families in the Philippines. Justice Bitzel runs the Georgetown Ballroom in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood. Her mother is the oldest of 10 brothers and sisters and the only one of those siblings who lives in the United States. I reached Justice this morning and asked her how her family's been affected by the storm.
I've lost so far about 5 family members, a couple aunties and some cousins and an uncle.
I'm sorry for your loss. Has your relative in the military been able to get close to the region or to bring you accurate news from your family members?
Well, my Auntie Shirley, she's a doctor in the military, and she was in Cebu. So we've been contacting back and forth, trying to get her money to get supplies. They need food, water, and medicine. And because of all the looting, there hasn't been an opportunity to get those supplies to the people in the smaller areas. So my Auntie Shirley flew from Cebu to Tacloban, and she was carrying with her food and medicine and water, and she took a medical team with her to go specifically to San Joaquin. And we haven't heard from her, and it's been a couple days. She landed in Tacloban, and she had to go on foot from Tacloban to San Joaquin with the team.
As I understand it, most of the roads were destroyed. The infrastructure is non-existent. And so I know so many people there. We hear reports about the need for clean water and for food, but that it is next to impossible to get those supplies to the area.
It is. It's impossible. And, I mean, you also have the growing issue of sanitation. And because there's so much water, you have all the mosquitoes. So we need to get, you know, mosquito nets to these families. And it's been so difficult to get supplies. And when the supplies arrive, people are, you know, just grabbing them as fast as they can, and they never make it to the smaller villages.
You mentioned that your mom is one of many siblings, and you've heard about the fates of 5 people. How many relatives altogether are you still waiting to hear from?
Well, you know, with Philippine families, we're very, very large. And my mom, you know, each one of my mom's siblings has you know, like five children or more. And so with that, right now I have my mom's side, like her direct siblings, and then all the cousins of my mom and all of her aunties and all of her uncles and all of their grandmas and the grandpas and the grandma and grandpa's brothers and sisters. And it's hard to say. I mean, you can't really account for every single relative until you know that the person that's looking for them is still accounted for, you know?
Absolutely. Has your Auntie Shirley, the member of the military, been able to contact your mother directly? Have they spoken?
No. And even Auntie Shirley, her sister that's in Las Vegas, she hasn't heard from her either. So we're hoping that that it's because of the communication being down that's why we haven't heard from her. You know, though she does have radio access, we're thinking that maybe she's made it there, she's assessing the damages, getting medicine to the elderly and to the children, and then hoping to get back to Tacloban and do communication there. That's what we're assuming at this point. But, you know, everything is just an assumption until you can actually hear directly from the source.
Absolutely. Justice, just a last question. How is your mother doing?
My mom, she's heartbroken, but she's strong. She's a strong woman, and that's what I really admire about my culture, is that we're a strong nation, and we're strong people. And, I mean, we see devastation a lot, and it's, you know, it's a country of poverty, and, you know, but we're rich in strength.
That's Seattle residents Justice Bitzel. Many of her cousins live in the area of the Philippines that was hit hardest by Typhoon Haiyan. It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.